Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, kicking off the final hour of the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Stephanie.
855-450-3733. Give us a call about anything you want to talk about. And go check out news.freetalklive.com. Not only there can you link to our Twitter and Facebook pages and stuff and be able to get the sort of granular updates that go on here on Free Talk Live, but you can also find the email list where you'll get the major news, the big news of Free Talk Live. It's a great service, and you'll find out things about the show, new stations we've added and awards we've won and interviews we've done, things like that. And you can find that at news.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Hammer in New Hampshire. Hammer, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, Mark and Steph.
Hey, it's the Hammer of Liberty.
Hopefully you can hear me all right. I wanted to kind of relate an anecdote that I had a similar experience to the man who was tased, except for it didn't go as far as tasing out in Arizona. So I don't think this is going to be an isolated incident. I think the real difference is the fact that the cop had a taser. My neighbor's house was burning down, and we had started basically a bucket brigade, mainly out of my own self-interest to try to prevent my house from burning down.
Mm-hmm.
And it took about 15 minutes for the cops to show up. And when they showed up, they insisted that we had to stop, despite the fact that it took another 20 minutes for the fire department to show up.
How long was the response 20, time?
20 to 30 minutes more.
For the fire department to show up, was this a volunteer force? Had to have been.
The situation is it's just outside of the city limits.
Uh-huh.
So the fire department in the city wouldn't respond to it. You have to go with the county fire department, which was like two towns over.
I see. Yeah, this
so
is...
The cops
this
could show up really quickly, because they'll ticket you even if you're outside the city, but the fire department doesn't show up unless you're paying them.
Yeah. This is a complaint that a lot of people have regarding fire departments is that they can be very specific on where they go. Now, where I'm from, departments come from all over. If there's a call, firefighters go. And they don't care where it is or who it is. I've gone to other towns and even to Keene to assist in fires. So different fire departments are different places or different ways. And you know, I don't know whether it's the unions or the governments or what it is that causes these things to happen, but it's really, really annoying.
So what happened?
Anything else
what happened
you got?
Next after
infinite,
that?
Sorry.
What happened next after that?
His infinite wisdom when he showed up, basically threatened to throw the guy in jail if he continued trying to put out the fire.
So and that included you too.
I doubt that if he had a taser, he would taser the. It wasn't a homeowner; it was actually a renter, but.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And a renter's out there putting his life on the line to save a house. He must have had some of his stuff in there.
I'm glad you were okay.
Save, Christmas gifts, because at this time it was around Christmas.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well, I appreciate the call. There's a connection issue here, Hammer, but thanks for sharing.
A little funny audio quality, but I got the gist of the story.
Yeah, I did too. It seemed like a good story, so I wanted to keep him around.
Yeah, exactly.
But
Mark, I'm just curious, how often would you say you get called as a volunteer firefighter in New Hampshire?
You know, it's different every month's different. You can have a bunch of calls that come in. They just seem to come in bunches, like little bunches like grapes.
Yeah.
Several in a row. But, you know, maybe once a week, once every couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I have basically told the fire department, I'm available to you during the day.
Yep.
I'm willing to come out during the day. If it's after 5 p.m., I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to go. But fortunately, that's when they need people to mm-hmm. show up, and you know that's pretty much what I've done all along. This one instance that I was telling you about at the gas station, where the car hit the pumps and that kind of thing. It was late at night, and it sounded like a serious call, and it was very close to my neighborhood. So I, got in the turnout gear and I hopped in the car. Fortunately, I wore all my gear that time. Sometimes for these automobile accidents and stuff like that, I just wear the T-shirt and put the helmet on. The helmet really is the badge, because that's what allows you to direct traffic. You know, if I'm out there trying to direct traffic, I don't have the helmet on.
You keep that helmet in your car all the time, just in case you get pulled over, right?
Yeah, it's like cop repellent. they see that helmet. And
One set of rules for some of us, and another set for the others.
Yeah, that's how it goes. You know, they see the helmet in there, and we're part of. You know, we might not be part of the blue team, but we're right there on the similar sides. And I've had a lot of great conversations with a lot of state police. I have no intention of calling these people bad people, but I do believe that there's two sets of books. I think that there's the in crowd and the out crowd. And when I'm not wearing that helmet, I'm part of the out crowd.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. Let's go to, I believe we have an anonymous call. Sounds like it could be for you, Stephanie. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, I wanted to talk about my own personal sexuality, actually, kind of come out. And you know, in thinking about it, it's almost going to sound like a crank call. And I honestly don't even know how to say this, like, straight-laced, but I think that's part of the problem. I've come to realize that I'm a polysexual. I need multiple women partners.
Okay.
And I'm a married man. And I want you to follow along with me here. After much discussion with my wife, she feels the same way.
She feels the same way for herself?
She
wants to introduce another woman into this relationship.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
How does one even begin? How does one even begin to start that kind of a lifestyle?
That's a really interesting question.
Can't be easy.
Yeah, so the first thing is that it's unusual to have a relationship like a marriage, which originally started off as, okay, we agree we're going to be monogamous with each other, and then that changes, and both people are completely on board with it. So you've gotten one step out of the way, which is complicated, right? So you and your wife agree that you want to find another partner.
Yeah, I mean, we want to spend our lives together, and I mean, we didn't get married, you know, based on sexual chemistry per se, as much as just our own personal compatibility. I mean, sexual chemistry's there, but we both agree that, you know, introducing other women into the situation would make things better.
And do you want to have would you like to have a relationship with the third person, or do you want to mostly just
be
sex play?
It has to be purely sexual, because my wife is afraid, and this is the weird part, of me somehow leaving her. Like, yeah, the woman who lets me have multiple women, that's the one I'm going to leave. But whatever, you know, my wife is concerned.
Well,
yeah, so
I've certainly seen plenty of relationships where somebody goes and gets a taste of the grass on the other side of the fence and decides that it's better, and they leave the person. So I think it's a legitimate fear. I see your point, and I think that it's, you know, it's got some validity to it, but I've seen it happen.
So here's what I think. What the caller is looking for is very unusual. A single bisexual woman who's attracted to both him and his wife, and who only wants to have sex and doesn't really want to have...
And he's gone.
Okay.
But you don't have to stop. And I agree that it's a very unusual situation.
And I don't think that's easy to find, so...
I've got a solution.
Maybe that person is a prostitute.
Maybe it is.
Right?
That does seem like it would make chances better for you.
Mm-hmm.
And also probably spend less time trying to negotiate things. But there's also swingers clubs, too.
There are, although single bi women at swingers clubs are unusual.
Agreed.
You know?
Maybe he can get over whatever problem he has with, I don't know exactly what it is that they're going for here, and I hope it turns out well for them. I don't know if it will.
I think there's a lot of mounting evidence that a lot of people can handle non-monogamy, that maybe the whole strictly monogamous marriage is kind of a thing of the past. And there certainly are a lot of people who engage in swinging and open relationships and even polyamory, other, you know.
But swinging is kind of something that makes sense to me is, hey, you know, I'll have sex with your wife, you can have sex with mine. Like, that's
what do the wives think about it?
Well, they would obviously have to agree, too.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that I understand.
By the way,
about
this is a very empowering situation for women, generally.
I was going to say that in the swinger community, they say women are in control because they have the ultimate say of what happens. So, yeah, maybe that would be a good thing for them to enter the swing scene. Maybe that would enable them both to get their needs met. But it might be hard.
855-453, if you have comments on this or anything else, 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live. By the way, that story on the homeowner was brought to you by Stuntmaster Dave.
few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited-time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. SACL toll-free call online, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about anything you want to talk about here.
Even swinging.
So this might be a perfect time to talk about stateless sweets. I don't know why. There is no segue for that.
Yeah.
You know,
you'll be very popular at your swing party if you bring stateless sweets.
Whatever kind of party you may have this holiday season. Nobody has to get swung necessarily. You can bring stateless sweets. I mean, these are high-end, all-natural, delicious candies. And you can find them at statelesssweets.com. What I'm excited about is the chocolate-covered pistachio brittle. But they've got English toffee, and they've got real caramels, cinnamon caramels, too, with a little hint of cinnamon in there. They're very exciting. There's some fudge. Ian has called it the best fudge he's ever had. And I, you know, giving them out to friends and that
kind
of thing.
That's a high compliment.
Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff. Statelesssweets.com. I cannot recommend it more highly. You'll agree with me. It's the very best thing you've done with your mouth. Statelesssweets.com. Let's go to George in Illinois. George, you're on Free Talk
Live. Hey, guys. How you doing?
All's well.
All right. Hey, I wanted to ask you guys. I actually particularly wanted to ask Stephanie. Like, I've been trying to get a threesome going on with my girlfriend for a while, and she's been bugging out about it. Like,
what's that mean?
She's down with it one day, and then she's not down with it the other day. Like, and we have a really strong relationship.
Yeah. So if she's kind of having conflicted thoughts, I would say that she's not fully okay with it, and.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll take a lot more talking about it, you know, just talking about the nature of non-monogamy in a really non-threatening way, not saying to her, like, look, you know, let's have sex with this other person Saturday night. Are you down or not? Give me an answer. But just kind of, you know, bringing up the question and, hey, do you think it's possible to love more than one person at once? And what do you think about having
aren't a lot of couples worried about love? I mean,
I
don't want love of another person, frankly. I mean, if my wife wanted to bring another woman into the picture, this is so far removed from my world that I don't really know what to even say about it.
But it's just to start a conversation to see if they have the same ideas and values about those things, and maybe they'll come to new ideas, and maybe they'll realize that they actually have really different ideas on those kind of subjects, and maybe they'll decide to move on from each other, you know. There are some books, I'm sorry, I forgot your name, George, is that it?
Yes.
There are some books about non-monogamy and open relationships out there. There's a very famous one called The Ethical Slut. I've mentioned it on the show before. It's considered the Bible of polyamory. It's a very famous book. There's another one called Opening Up about open relationships, and it's a little more of an updated version that just interviews a lot of different people who have open relationships, and of all different kinds. I mean, everything from swinging to polyamorous households and all kinds of stuff. And, I mean, that's interesting. It can be a mind-opener to read and to think about and to challenge, I guess, one's own ideas about relationships and monogamy and such. So maybe that would be helpful.
Like, do you think that love and sex are correlates? Like, do you think that you must, like, love another person to have sex with them? Or, like, can you just engage in the physical act?
Oh, no, I think people can just engage in the physical act. People have different preferences about whether they, you know, what they're looking to get out of sex, right? Are they looking to use it as an expression of love and a way to grow a deeper connection? Or are they kind of just looking to get off and it's a little more of a self-centered pleasure thing?
I also think that socially women are taught that they should only have sex with people that they love, whereas men are taught that they should have sex with the people that they can.
Yeah, and that can be a barrier that some people need to break down in their own minds and to think about a lot more, you know. I've heard that, I can't remember if we read this on the show, Mark, but there was recently some study that came out, which I love because I'm bisexual, so I love this study. It said that 60% of women are attracted to other women, and most of those women are straight identified. So, I mean, there's a good chance that your partner is not just wanting to have a threesome to please you or whatever, but maybe she wants to get something out of it, too. So, I mean, that's something to talk about.
Right. I have to agree with Freud. I think that all of us are innately bisexual to begin with.
I would love to think that's true. I mean, I definitely think there's some wiggle room in people's sexuality, for sure. More of us are closer to the middle.
I agree.
So what about swingers clubs, George? I mean, if you want to solve this problem, it seems like, you know, a non-threatening way to go about this.
Well, first he has to solve the problem with his partner, though, because his partner is not completely on board.
But you can just go hang out. And, I mean, it's not like everybody walks in naked and starts doing it.
That's absolutely true.
You know, these are clubs. These are where people go to talk.
Or even parties at people's houses.
They're not doing it on the table. Right? They go to people's houses.
Sometimes they do it on the table, but a lot of it's not.
Most of it, I would say, that's not happening. So
there is kind of a stigma, though. Like, a lot of people, they can be a little underground. I mean, if you're trying to find a swing scene or whatever, or any kind of scene in your city, all you have to do is just ask Google, you know, like New Hampshire swinger party or whatever, and stuff will come up. Online dating is another thing that a lot of people go on who are non-monogamous, and they want to meet other people who are too, and, you know, maybe you could find what you're looking for there. But to me, I think it sounds like your partner may have some fears, which are completely, you know, valid. That's just how she feels, and you have to help her feel comfortable before she's ready to take the next step. And that means helping her not feel pressured, you know, to do anything that she's not ready to do, answering her questions, you know, talking about this stuff together, and using it as a way to grow closer.
I like that answer. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, George. 855, 453. I didn't realize this was going to be the polyamory talk show tonight. But I think this is things that...
Well, swinging and polyamory are different, right? I mean,
they are different, but I think it lumped in sort of a similar category.
They're both non-monogamy, right? They're forms of non-monogamy. And in this society, you know, on Free Talk Live, here's my soapbox, okay? On Free Talk Live, we question social norms. And usually we're questioning the social norm of government. But personally, I've moved on to questioning some other social norms besides just government. And I'm glad that I have. And when you start to look at marriage and monogamy and society's version of relationships, it starts to break down as something that fits everybody and meets everyone's needs. You know, and
right. I don't think it fits everybody or meets everybody's needs. And
right.
I think that, you know, I mean, it comes down in a lot of ways to stifling people. You know, in ways that they. You know, they wouldn't otherwise, and it affects honesty and things
like
that.
Yeah, cheating. But you're referring to cheating, right? Because
sure.
in this society where we're supposed to be so monogamous, and there are all these monogamous marriages and everything about it. Well, 70% of marriages that end have some kind of infidelity. And that's a huge amount. I mean, that's a giant
problem. I thought money was the number
problem.
One reason that marriages end in the second. But I mean,
yeah.
I've met a lot of people that are married, you know, a lot of guys that are married, and they'll tell you about the stories of the things that have happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what they've done when, you know, the wife was out of town or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, there's a certain, there's something to it. People sometimes get bored in long-term relationships. We all have a need for novelty. And a need for sexual expression, right?
And I don't
think those things are important. They're not to be ignored.
I don't think these men want to end their relationship.
No, and they don't have to.
855, 453, Free Talk Live.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley-C. Why Alley-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley-C. For more information and to order Alley-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley-C today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about. The last few segments, we've been talking about polyamory, non-monogamy, swinging, whatever. It's Free Talk Live.
Naughty monkeys, we are.
dirty bonobos. Yeah, just read a little bit up on bonobos and you'll find out what I mean. The Free State Project is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one place.
By the way, there are some people in the Free State Project who are interested in these
touching
topics.
Each other's parts. Yep.
Yeah.
It's freestateproject.org if you want to get involved, find out what's going on here, where more than 1,100 people have already picked up their lives. 13,000 have already signed up and said that they would pick up their lives once 20,000 have, and we're well on our way. There's some things in the works, and I hope that they pan out. 20,000, once we reach that, people are going to start moving en masse to New Hampshire. And the idea is to limit the size of government to a maximum of protecting life, liberty, and property.
Yeah, some people haven't waited until it hits that 20,000.
And those people have already made huge advances.
1,100 right people in state right now, mm-hmm. Right?
855-450-FREE. You can find that at freestateproject.org. Go there, sign up. I did. Let's take Roger in Indiana. Roger, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How you doing?
All's well.
Hey, you have like property values, things like that on your Free State Live website?
The Free State Project.
So there's two. The show is called Free Talk Live. We are not, we just support the Free State Project. That's an entirely separate entity. And
okay,
Free
State. I just didn't know if they had that kind of information or not.
Yeah,
but the reason I called.
You can find it at Realtor.com or a variety of, sort of online resources.
Also, check out the forums. There are two online discussion boards that have some housing information posted about New Hampshire. One is the Shire Society Forum, and the other is the
FreeStateProject.org
forum.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead, Roger.
Yeah, I lived up there like 30 years ago. And
there's still lots of trees.
Coming back.
Cool. We'd like to have you.
Well, get signed up. So what?
Hey, but the reason I called was the guy was he was looking for some different swinging places, etc. Sometimes you stumble on them by accident. Are you familiar with the Lee Traffic Circle and that nudist colony they have over there, or is it still there?
Why don't you tell us all about it?
Yeah. Did you stumble upon it by accident?
yeah. I had a mobile home when I was in the Air Force, and so we're looking for a trailer park to put the place after I got out, and we go walking in, and we're talking to them, getting prices, et cetera, and as we were leaving, my wife was saying, did you see the way they were looking at you? And I said, well, yeah, the guys were looking at you kind of, you know, she's rather pretty, so it wasn't anything out of the norm. But as we were driving out, we stopped to turn onto 125, and we look up the sign, and not only did it say whatever trailer park, it had in small letters, nudist camp. And we start laughing, going, well, that could have been why they were looking, but I think we'll pass. So you never know where you're going to find it.
That's a cool story.
Kind of wondering if it was still up there, if they had disposed of it.
I have not been checking on it. You probably find out on the internet, though.
Now I think it's probably got to be easier to find those things, both nudist places. And by the way, nudist camps or nudist colonies or whatever aren't necessarily sexual. Like, some of them are just people who like to be free and nude, and that's cool, too.
Man and everything.
Yep. Let it all hang out.
Roger, I appreciate the call.
I just thought it was kind of funny, so I thought I'd throw that in.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir. 855-450-3733.
With the internet, it's got to be easier to find those things on purpose and not stumble into them like you did.
You know, we've never had so many anonymous callers as we have had on this subject of swinging and non-monogamy here.
I don't think they were crazy.
I just dropped somebody. Oh. I pushed the wrong button.
Oh, poor anonymous.
I'm terribly sorry. You can call back. Please forgive me. I just pushed the wrong button. It's completely my fault.
All right. We'll see what they have to say. Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't think either of those calls were crank calls. Honestly.
No. I think that people genuinely want to talk about this
subject. Oh, yeah, people are very curious about it, and it is a little taboo. Sometimes
it's often the men that push in the relationship that they're the impetus behind it, trying to get things happening. But as we discussed earlier, it's...
Well, I don't know about that. I mean,
often.
I think it's... I know a good amount of women who have been the push behind it. And
absolutely.
They are out there. You know, there are women out there who like sex. And
I think that most women like sex.
Down with these ideas. Yeah, of course.
Some women need to be pushed harder than others, I would say. But
well, you know...
From what I've heard, the statistics that I've heard...
As you mentioned before, it is a big cultural force. Women are taught that they are not supposed to... They're taught that they're supposed to be sexy and beautiful, but they're also taught that they're supposed to be chaste and pure, right? Mm-hmm. And they're sort of selling that image, and they're shamed about their sexuality. So often they have a lot of barriers to get over, you know, before they are able to question... Something like the paradigm of relationships that we're all taught.
There's whatever issues that go behind the shame of, you know, sort of not being able to satisfy your man or whatever. When
I bet men have that too. You know, they want to satisfy their partner, right?
I think so, but, you know, I mean...
Everybody does. I think that's universal, right?
Agreed, but, you know, one can't be everything to everyone, and I do think that there's something to humans having, you know... You're giving something up when you go in a monogamous relationship. I think everybody realizes that. Some people are more willing to give that... More willing and able to give that up than other people are.
They probably say people who are really hardcore monogamy would probably say that... And I agree with this, that you're getting benefits in exchange, right? Like you're getting safety. If the monogamous agreement is kept, then you are sure that any children that result are, you know, the father's children.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no worry about sexually transmitted infections. And
I imagine that's a real worry, yeah.
Sort of the emotional side, that there's going to be probably less drama and less things to talk about and less issues to work out.
Mm-hmm.
So, certainly there are benefits to monogamy, don't get me wrong. And some people choose it happily. But for some people, they don't want to choose that. And, of course, they should have that option. As long as their partners are completely on board with it, of course, and everybody's informed, sure.
You know, and I saw a special on the OWN channel. This is Oprah's channel, and my wife watches it a lot. And so sometimes I'll, you know, and there's this one particular show that I like to watch. It's, I just don't know, Lisa Ling or something like that. And she, this American Life, I don't know what it is. That's, mm-hmm. that's an NPR show. Anyway, it's something, Our America is what it's called. And they did a special on swingers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I found it very interesting that these people go to these clubs and hang out and talk and, you know, whatever it is that they, you know, did. You know, these were interests that these folks had, and it was important to them.
I think from, you know, from the things that I've heard, it sounds like really interesting. I mean, they do say that the women are in control. The people who plan these parties will screen the guests, and a lot of them have rules that, you know, you have to be proportionate as far as your height and weight go. So basically they want attractive looking people.
Yeah.
There's sometimes is a rule that, you know, single women get in free so that it skews the ratio. There are more women than men. Generally,
ladies' nights, every night, the swingers club.
Right. And as I understand it, you know, there's not much like male stuff going on, but there is a lot of female action.
There you go. Let's take Anonymous. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hey. Yeah, about the swinger thing. I was in the military with a buddy of mine, and him and his wife, girlfriend, whatever she was, they were into that. And I called his bluff on it. He was telling me all these stories about the parties and stuff. So I kind of called his bluff on it, and I went to a swinger party.
Uh-huh.
And it started out, you know, it's kind of a social thing. Everybody's hanging out, talking, getting to know each other. But as the night wore on, and up about 11 o'clock, I guess it was, there was people going at it everywhere, stepping over people in the floor.
Oh, wow.
Having sex.
I mean, you had to go to this party for research purposes, right?
That's what I did. I've actually been to two, and I've been to some wild parties being in the military. And I have never seen anything like it in my life. And
do you have anything else, Anonymous? Do you have anything more you want to say about these parties?
It's just a wild party. And he has two women that he lives with now and doing great.
Huh. All right.
Interesting. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborist, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he's made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. If you give us a ring, we might be able to squeeze you here in the final segment. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And, you know, we were talking here about swingers and non-monogamy and things like that. And so apparently some people have a penchant for penetration in other ways.
That's a great segue, Mark.
Thank you.
This is not sexy at all. Actually, this is a giant turn off for me. But I'm looking at this article here, and I found this linked from Freedom's Phoenix. Now, the article is from Infowars.com. And honestly, I have to be completely honest. I mean, we usually don't read this kind of stuff on Free Talk Live. But this particular article seems...
What do you mean, what kind of stuff?
I mean, stuff that could be considered in the conspiracy realm. We don't usually rip off Alex Jones's articles or anything like that.
I think he does a great job of the police state. And
this is what this is about. Yeah. And this is by Paul Joseph Watson on Infowars.com. And it's referencing a recent Harris poll. Now, Harris Interactive Surveys is a company that does a lot of polling and public opinion research in the U.S.
And you know how uncomfortable that can be.
Oh, my. Well, the results of this are very uncomfortable for me, actually. What they are saying here, and I'm just reading you a snippet from this article here from Infowars. They say American adults participating in the Harris Interactive Survey that recently came out were asked the following question. And here's the question. In 2008, the Department of Homeland Security expressed an interest in having travelers wear electric shock bracelets that would both track travelers through the airport as well as allow airport officials and flight crews to incapacitate potential terrorists. How willing, if at all, would you be to wear such a bracelet in order to fly? So they're asking people if they'd be willing to wear a shock bracelet in order to fly. And it's framed as, hey, this was floated by the Department of Homeland Security in 2008 as a proposal. Now, I remember this. There are some clips from Fox News where they're talking about
some clips from Free Talk Live,
shock
too.
Bracelet, yeah. And, of course, people who are interested in freedom, this is pretty much anathema to them. You want to guess the results, Mark? How many people do you think wanted to wear a shock bracelet?
I think I remember, but go ahead.
Okay. An astounding 35% of American adults responded that they would be, quote, completely or somewhat willing to wear the shock bracelet.
And that's a similar number to the other thing, right?
Yes, a similar percentage, and I've lost my place on the page where it says this, but there was another result.
Body cavity
too.
Searches?
Yes, there was a similar amount of people who were willing to have a body cavity search in order to fly.
So here's what, you know, the body cavity, here's what I wonder in these polls. A third of Americans, a third of people polled said they'd be willing to do this. And
do you
want
to hear the other responses? The percentages for the how many people said they were not willing?
Sure.
Okay, so that only a slim majority, 52%, said that they would be either completely unwilling or somewhat unwilling to wear the shock bracelet. The rest, 13%, responded, don't know.
Okay.
So there are 13% who don't have an opinion.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what, you see, in this circumstance, is if I had to get across the, here's the question I'd be asking myself is, yeah, you're going to really kill domestic air travel, but if I've got to get across the country, I have to get there, am I willing to do it? I'm not going to like it. I don't like the shakedown I get now, but I might be willing to wear your little shock collar. And if you, you know, I mean,
they're not going to decrease the shakedown that you get if they put a shock collar on you, though.
No, no, it's just ratcheting up the police state, and you know,
I'm sure they'd love to put a shock collar on Ian right now when he's flying.
Well, yeah, they basically did that with 6 shakedowns and 4 flights.
Yeah, that was unbelievable.
But I mean, you know, essentially all they're going to do is kill domestic air travel because people will be less and less likely to handle it. You know, I mean, if it's they'll either say this trip isn't worth taking or I'll drive. And this is the one thing that Americans, the unseen of it all, is that Americans don't see is that the TSA kills people.
Mm-hmm.
They literally kill people.
Because driving.
Not literally kill people. They statistically kill people. And here's the reason. Because driving is much more dangerous than flying. And if you decide not to fly, as many Americans, domestic air travel is down more than 20%. So is international air travel. People are either choosing not to fly, or they're either staying home, or they're traveling by car. And the people that travel by car are less safe than the ones that go on the, so some people die as a result. And that's how it happens. You know, in the name of safety, they kill. And it's a shame. I don't know what to say about it, but if it came down to it and I had to get across the country and other people were doing it, I suppose I'd let them do whatever they needed to do in order to get across the country. But if you did put shock collars and put the blue glove love penetration deal going there and body cavity search people, then you're going to find so few people actually willing to get on airplanes that it will literally kill domestic air travel and that'll be it.
Right.
America
and then people
is a
will
place
have
that drives at that point.
Right. And that's it, all it's doing, really, when they ratchet up the police state, is taking options away from people. It used to be that a flight was a cheap, convenient, safe way to get from one place to another that was far away, that were far away from each other. And now it's an inconvenient hassle. It's getting more expensive, and it's costing you more time.
Well, it's already inconvenient.
Costing you more freedom.
Yeah, it's already inconvenient to fly in a lot of ways because you say to yourself, well, do I, you know, it used to be about a half an hour you had to get to the airport, maybe an hour ahead of time, half an hour, something like that.
Now it's
two hours is what they tell you.
3 hours for international.
Right, so you get there way ahead of time. And you know, even before that, even before these things, I wanted to take a trip up to see my friend up in South Carolina. Well, you know, I had to get to the airport at a certain time. I had to, this was from Florida, so, you know, it's 8-10 hour drive.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then I'd have to rent a car at the airport and then go to see him and that kind of thing. I'm like, you know, I'll just drive up over the overnight. And I did. And you know, I was happy to do that. So it's already this cost-benefit analysis, and it just throws it in out of more out of whack.
Yeah, it's cutting down on the margins, right, where somebody's on the fence about whether to go on a trip by plane or by car, and what the TSA is doing is kind of making it a little more favorable not to fly. So I think that's too bad. And the body cavity search is terrifying. I mean,
terrifying.
I would not be willing to do that ever, and I don't know what I would do if I were confronted with that situation. I mean, it might not be good.
it might
not work out well for me.
I would think that you'd have to let people leave the airport if they didn't want it.
Yeah, I mean, right. But what if they stop you in your car and they're wanting to do a body cavity search, or they're going to put you in jail indefinitely or something like
that? Right, well, and they're already doing bus stations. They're doing train stations. They're doing all kinds of these things. When's the TSA's roving stop on cars?
Yeah.
You know, the fact is that a Bronco was put in Times Square, loaded full of fertilizer, whatever it was.
Wasn't that the FBI who did that?
No, not in that case. Okay. No, this was a genuine terrorist situation.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I mean, why aren't they stopping cars to see whether or not they've got fertilizer in them? The Oklahoma City thing was done with a Ryder truck.
This is kind of what it leads to when you read Alex Jones and all the time. You know, you read InfoWars all the time and you think, oh my gosh, this is so scary and terrible. I never want to leave my house. I want to go off the grid and live in the woods and never come out. Right. So I try not to get into that mindset, right? Like, we still have some freedoms, like, we can still get out of here.
It's still a better place to live than most places. I would say that mostly because of the opulence, the good lifestyle that we are willing to, that we can have here in the United States compared to other places in the world. So what you'll find is with many Americans, this trending search term after Obama was elected was renouncing citizenship. So there are a lot of people that believe that the best idea at this point is to make as much money and the rich leaving the country. It's happening. Over the last decade, this number has been skyrocketing and the news is talking about it, but they really aren't talking about it as much as important as it is. And I think people are saying, I'm going to make as much money in this country as I can make, and then I'm going to leave it.
Mm-hmm. But they, of course, they're going to still consider it theirs because.
Well, they do.
Look at what happened to Eduardo Saverin, right? Yep. Or Saverin? I don't know. Whatever. I never know. Yeah.
Saverin.
Yeah.
This is the founder of one of the founders of Facebook, right. And they said all kinds of things. They hit him with a huge tax for leaving the country and said all kinds of awful things about him. He's an American, because he left and took his money with him. This could only be said by somebody who believes they own you.
Right.
I mean, that's what the government believes. If you believe that you are
their jurisdiction no longer ends at the borders, they own
it never did.
You.
It's
on yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
If you live in another country, if you're an American citizen living in another country, they believe that you should pay them money for what you do outside of the country. You're not using their roads. You're not being protected by their military. You're not doing anything that costs the American taxpayer money.
You didn't build that yourself. They paid to educate you, and we paid to have
I went to a private school. 855-450. What am I giving the number out? FreeTalkLive.com. You can go check it out. And in the meantime, until 20 more hours, you'll find us here back on the air. It's been Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
FreeTalkLive.com.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.